MK1, and on a special extra edition of A Community Connection this morning, we're talking schools. And let's see, we just finished up with the primary election on Tuesday, but another vote coming up in about, let me think, a little bit more than 6 weeks. August is the election date for the bond proposal, and I have day one officially as the new superintendent, and of course also Musselwhite. What is your first name? Clint Musselwhite in this morning. But first of all, congratulations so far on day number one as superintendent officially.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Well, happy to hear. And the board voted a few months ago to ask voters for an additional bond and basically to be able to take control of school finance a little bit better. And there are things under state law that you can bond that have been paid for out of the general fund, but gee whiz, a budget shortage this year for everybody in the state.
Sure, yeah. Bottom line, where we are in the last, in the last 5 years, our funding has been reduced. We have fewer dollars and we have more students, so that's a bad combination. And all indicators look like next year it's not going to be any improvement from the state level. So we're really exploring all options that we can have some control over our own fate. Mm-hmm. And we feel like one of those ways to do that is to have to call a school bond election in August. And so that's why we're here. That's why we're moving so quickly on this.
Yeah, well, if the first words out of Chuck McCauley's mouth as the official superintendent, he's been leading up to the job for quite some time now with his 100-day countdown. But that's first of all, and I say it with a smile on my face, Chuck, first of all, asking for more money. But more money for education is nearly always a good thing. So that's good. Clint, you're the person here that I know is going to help make some of the proposal work for us as well. So the committee formed and kind of taking the website already that's been used in the past, Bruin Bond, right?
Yeah, fortunately, there was a lot of infrastructure that was already there from previous bond elections. And we have the opportunity to carry some of the weight from those elections to continue a really, really good thing in our town. And I get to speak from a different perspective than Chuck, as I get to say vote yes, where yeah, he's not allowed to do so, at least in this capacity. But I'm coming also as a dad of three kids. Mm-hmm. By not this fall, but next fall, we'll have all three at Wayside Elementary. And we love what we have in Bartlesville. And we don't want to see the great things that we have in our school district taken away because of funding issues and wherever that blame may lie within our state.
If any.
We just want to put us in a better situation to provide an outstanding experience for our kids, specifically my kids. And when I was asked to take part in this committee, I jumped into a room at Bartlesville High School a couple of weeks ago, and well over 100 people in the room, and just some outstanding families, some great leaders in our town that are really wanting to do what we can to take control of the situation.
Yeah, and I know in previous presentations and in board members, and either one of you can respond to this, this may be new to Bartlesville to put some of these things on bonds, but other districts in our area, and as a matter of fact, schools that our teams compete against, have been doing this sort of thing for several years.
Sure. Actually, part of the 2012 bond issue, we have using some bond funds for operational expenses currently. Mm-hmm. And part of the issue here is that those funds are going to run out in 3 years. And so we've used those funds for things like buying textbooks, curriculum, transportation, maintenance, those types of things.
Which is exactly what the voters were asked for. I mean, was the intended purpose of those dollars.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what this would do, this would continue that. This would be for 5 years, and it would also add additional funds for those operational type expenses. And yes, this is absolutely what our competitor schools are, the Tulsa suburb schools that we're familiar with, that we compete against, exactly what they do. They put as much as they can into bond funds because the goal is to help general fund, because you cannot use bond funds to pay salaries. And that's really our bottom line. What we're trying to do is to protect the classroom first and foremost with everything that we do. And so what this would do, this would help us operationally. We feel like up to looking into next year, this would help protect up to 15 teaching jobs for next year. And so we feel like it's worth bringing forward at this time.
Well, and Bartlesville has a history of going above and beyond in many respects. For instance, and I'm looking at just one small slice of the pie, transportation-wise, I believe that under state law you are not required to transport a student if they live less than a mile and a half from school. But you go ahead and do it anyway.
Sure, yeah. Actually, we only have to transport kids if it's required on their, if they're a special education student, required on their IEP. However, we do bus a lot of kids, and part of this proposal, and this is something actually for next year, if we continue to have cuts, we'll have to make tremendous reduction, and what's one of the areas that we'll have to look at. What this bond issue would do, that's not something we want to do. We know that our families, they rely on that, so it's important for our kids to get them to school. And so what this would do, this would replace, we have 15 buses that are older than the kids that are riding them, that they're over from before 2000. So what this would do, this would replace, part of this would be to replace those buses and also have a couple of activity buses for help kids when they travel and they go out of town. Because when you have these aging bus fleet, it costs more to maintain. They don't get as good gas mileage also, and they're not safe.
Mm-hmm. And those are important on those activity buses for the sports teams, for band, for organizations that travel that I'll say are just too big to stick in a minivan or something like that. So, sure. It's important. Clint, this is something that it still requires an explanation to the public. We would love to say, the schools need more money. Absolutely. But every time it's important that we make our case, this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you're out there this week. And there are website videos and PowerPoints that have been used in presentations. And if you get the chance to go to a presentation and hear the actual explanation, it adds to it. But if you go through the PowerPoint, it pretty much makes the case.
Yeah, we're very proud of the work that really a lot of people have put a significant amount of time and effort in putting together this presentation. And BruinBond.com is the place where you go, and you can download the presentation, watch it right there on your computer. And I would say over the next month and a half, we'll probably have upwards of 15 presentations to community organizations around town. We'll go to a lot of the downtown meetings, Friday Forum. We'll be in a lot of places that we really hope to have an amazing impact on these groups, and not to say, hey, give us money for some random cause. It really is. And we talked about this, and we look at some folks down in Texas, and being a Texan, I know people from Oklahoma say we hate hearing about Texas. They're dropping $70, $80 million for a football stadium. We're not doing that here. We're doing this to keep our schools active, to keep our classroom size as small as possible for the better experience for our students, for our kids, and to keep our teachers here. And those are simple things. We're not being greedy with this ask here. We think we're being very responsible, and we just want to get that message out and hopefully get as much support to get this thing passed as possible.
Yeah, and I know that the PowerPoint is continually updated as questions are asked in these forums, so that it is already addressed in the next presentation. This is continually added to, updated. If you saw the PowerPoint hypothetically 6 weeks ago,
right,
it has grown, evolved, and gotten better explanations since then.
Yeah, we try to take those questions, cuss and discuss them, and then provide the appropriate answers within that presentation. And over the next coming weeks, we'll be able to see some videos of what some of even the facilities that we're working on currently look like, and what those enhancements are going to be. And again, it's not like we're splurging on things. We're doing things to get us even close to adequate to match the need that exists on those campuses.
During the legislative session, this is the time period that our legislative team would be talking to the voters about what has been going on in the session. I talked every week with Earl Sears on his budget concerns and saw the frustration in his face as far as what he knew he was not going to be able to do. This bond will do great things for Bartlesville, but it's not going to help significantly this school year. Is that correct?
That is correct. However, I will tell you that, and to go back first of all, Representative Sears, he's a friend and a mentor, a longtime Bartlesville Public School, an outstanding middle school principal. And I know that he's doing everything he can to help us. But however, obviously they have limitations at the state level too, in terms of any state agency is struggling right now.
He had a budget board that said, this is how much money you get. You can put it anywhere you want to.
Sure. And we understand that. We also understand working within our budget. And that's why we've had to make hard decisions, this year. Starting now that we're in officially in the 16-17 fiscal year for us, we have 39 fewer employees than we had last month. 39. So we made significant reductions.
And not all of those are teachers, although many of them are.
That's exactly right. We had over $500,000 personnel reduction in personnel outside of the classroom. We're talking about district level administration, secretaries, finance staff, those receptionists, those type of positions, they're gone. And reality is, there's not positions left to cut like that outside of the classroom for next year. That's why we're moving forward with this. What this August election would do, if it was approved, we would actually receive our first round of funding in December of this year. So obviously that would help us not only finish out this year, but in preparation for next year, because I haven't seen one indication that the state budget is going to be any better for the future, and that's why we're having this conversation now.
There is probably somebody out there that says, okay, I checked your fund balance. You got X number of dollars, and this is more than thousands. But that also, for that individual that's saying you got all this money, theoretically by the December paycheck for your people, that'll be gone.
Yeah, our fund balance actually is the lowest right now that it has been. And so we're going to end around under 6%. In terms of talking about fund balance, we really, it needs to be a minimum of 7% for us in terms of being able to make payroll in December. I mean, when we get to the end of that calendar year. And so we made a budget so that in the future for next year that we will be at that level. But you're right. Some people hear that fund balance and they think there's money setting aside, a rainy day fund or something. That's simply not the case. That's a cash flow money that we need to be able to make payroll in December.
Yeah. And again, 50 different states, 50 different school funding formulas. It's the December, January that you actually get those tax dollars. You might say, I wish that we got them in August or September, but this is the year that's one of them during the year you're collecting them. So that's why you need that money to get through the rest of it.
Right, that's right. And actually, you know, Charlie, we're in a good situation that our enrollment is slowly increasing. You know, since 2012 up to 2017, you went from a little over 5,900 students to October 1st of this last year. We had 6,162 kids. So that's a good thing that we have more kids coming to Bartlesville and that we have seen that growth. However, when you add that you have more students and then you're getting reductions, it further complicates our issue.
Yeah, you will be entitled to more dollars in that you have more students, but again, it all comes down to, I hate to defend the budget, but it is what it is. If they don't have the money, they can't give it to you.
Right.
So that's the reason that we're coming in to the voters and say, locally, it's time to take control of school finance.
That's right, Charlie. And this is truly from and school funding is complicated, but this is the only form of local control that we have locally over our own funding. And we have funds that come in from the state and federal level, but these local bond issues that our local folks have the opportunity to vote on to approve that we're talking about property taxes, to be clear. And so that's really the only opportunity folks have to make a difference locally.
Clint, is there a schedule that's available as far as when proposal or when
presentations
will be made, or at least the next couple that are coming down the road? Or go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Jump in there if you want to.
Yeah, really, yeah. The campaign part in terms of the in July, in terms of a lot of those presentations, that's when they will start. I think that week of July 20th, 21st, we'll be hitting all the Rotary clubs as well as the RVS Friday Forum. I think that's scheduled for early August. I think it's August 8th.
Okay.
July 29th.
Excuse me.
Friday is.
That is correct. July 29th is going to be Daybreak Rotary, and then later at 10 o'clock, it's going to be at the Friday Forum. And so we're looking for any opportunities. If there's groups out there that would like to have a member for the committee to come give them information, we'd love to do that.
Okay.
So please just let us know. And there's contact information through that bruinbond.com.
And I haven't seen the website in the past couple of weeks, but I have looked at it after some of the other forums. And there's some valuable information there. People can really find out a lot of what's going on just by going to that website.
Yeah, there are a lot of specifics. You'll see, you know, pie charts as to where that money is being spent. And the amount of responsibility that our school district has tied to that, and to show you that where we're spending these dollars and how it's going to benefit our district. And so as heartily as we can say it, you know, well, not we, I, as heartily as I can say it in Charlie, there's our we.
Yeah.
We really need our community to support this.
Okay. So do your homework. Find out the issues and ask questions. There, I believe, is a Q&A link on the website that if you have something that is you don't feel is being addressed, so that you know that you can make an informed decision, there's a way to ask questions through the website.
Absolutely.
Okay. thank you so much for coming in, both of you. It's always nice to get information out in front of the voters. I think voters that are informed generally make good decisions, and hopefully we're starting that information process this morning.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
More on the way on AM 1400 K1.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom,
I love you.
I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.